This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Alex Keefe. What's the value of a dormant nuclear power plant? That's the question facing folks in Vernon now that Vermont Yankee has shut down for good after more than four decades in operation. Officials in Vernon recently negotiated a new tax deal with the plant's owner, Entergy, the first since the shutdown. And that is the subject of today's Friday regional report. VPR's Mitch Wertlieb spoke about the deal with Brattleboro Reformer reporter Mike Fair.
So, Mike Fair, let's talk about this tax deal the town of Vernon made with Entergy Vermont Yankee. How much will the town be getting, and for how long will they be getting it?
Well, what this tax deal does is it sets the value of the Yankee property at $250 million, but it does that only for 1 year. Now, the town's still finalizing its budget and, of course, hasn't set its tax rate yet, so we don't know exactly then what that means in terms of revenue for the town. But what we do know is that the town will be getting less revenue from Yankee in the next tax year because currently the plant is valued at $280 million. So we're talking about a $30 million decrease.
Who negotiated this deal with Entergy?
So that was the select board and the listers in Vernon. And they've also got this assessor that they've worked with. He's an expert out of New Hampshire, and he's helped them with this in the past. And as you can imagine, this is not like, you know, assessing a home or a business, you know, a nuclear power plant. A town like Vernon, even with the experience they have with this plant, they need some expert help.
And you also write that town officials don't seem upset with Entergy over the fact that they're getting this $250 million deal. And as you point out, that's about $30 million less than the current tax value of the plant. Why are they not upset with Entergy over getting this $250 instead of, say, $280?
I'd say two things to that. First of all, they knew that there was going to be a decrease. Obviously, the plant shut down December 29th. It just makes intuitive sense that a plant that's not producing power is not worth the same as a plant that is. That being said, the town of Vernon has always had a sort of more agreeable relationship with Entergy, especially the select board chairwoman, Patty O'Donnell. She feels very strongly that Entergy is a fair business partner with the town and always has been. And she makes a point of saying that every chance that she gets. In fact, the very first sort of one-year extension that they signed with Entergy, this would have been in 2012. I asked her at that point, "Where are you okay with the fact that this is just a one-year tax deal?" And her quote was, "Well, when you're not trying to extort the company, they're very fair." Of course, that's an allusion to the state's somewhat strained relationship with Entergy over the years.
I think that's something that's really worth pointing out. Outside of Vernon, we tend to forget that folks in that area where the plant has been for so many years, there was the employment that came with it. There was that stabilized force of knowing you were going to get that tax money every year. And certainly it was a different relationship that Vernon had with Yankee than perhaps outside of that, where a lot of people were happy to see it shut down.
That's right. And, you know, it wasn't just the employment. I mean, I've only been around for a few years covering the town of Vernon, but I really do get a sense of this, I hate to oversimplify, but an us versus them sort of mentality where it's Entergy and we know what good you do and we're Vernon and everybody else is sort of, looking in from the outside and doesn't understand. Of course, it's a lot more complicated than that, but there's no doubt that over the course of 40-plus years that Entergy, just objectively speaking, did a lot for the town of Vernon, financially and otherwise.
But in the short term, at least, Entergy will pay about, as you say, $80,000 less in taxes than it would have if the deal reflected the current tax value of Yankee. What does that mean for people in town? Will they have to pay more in taxes as a result of this?
The select board chairwoman made no bones about it that, you know, we can expect a higher tax rate this year because you can't take the what is overwhelmingly the town's biggest taxpayer, makes up about half the tax base in Vernon, and significantly devalue that property and then expect that your taxes won't go up. I don't know that number yet, but it's definitely going to mean higher taxes. Now, it's worth noting that the town made very significant cuts in their budget for this current year. I've been told that we shouldn't expect that same level of cuts in the fiscal year 16 budget. For instance, closing the town's police department, defunding, for the most part, the elected auditor's office, those kind of things. I mean, there's simply no room for those kind of cuts 2 years in a row.
As you mentioned before, with the plant shutting down December 29th, there's no way that it was going to be worth as much. And the other problem is that it's only going to lose value every year that it remains shut down. It's just going to get less and less valuable. What does this mean for negotiating what officials I'm sure want to have is a longer-term tax deal in place?
Yeah, what they'd like to do is sort of alleviate the uncertainty of the depreciation. You know, the plant's going into safe store, which is just sort of an extended dormancy until actual decommissioning starts, and that could be, you know, decades. And so the question is, what does a nuclear plant in safe store, what is that plant worth? And so the town is entering into extended negotiations with Entergy. They're also appointing a volunteer tax committee to help with sort of the heavy lifting of research. And they're hoping to get 5-year, maybe even a 10-year tax agreement with Entergy going forward so that there's some certainty for budget planning and so also that they don't have to go through this every year.
You talked about that pretty good relationship that town officials have with folks at Entergy. Do you see that possibly becoming more strained, though, as negotiations for a longer-term contract go on? And again, the value of that plant decreases, you know, the possibility that Entergy might say, look, we just can't give you the kind of tax value you would like to get out of this.
Well, you know, certainly that could happen. I think there's the potential for that in any negotiation. And if the makeup of the select board, for instance, changes dramatically and we don't have the same folks involved in these talks, that could put a completely different spin on things. If someone's the chair of the select board who does not have the same kind of feelings about Entergy that the current chair does, maybe the game changes completely. But in the end, they're sort of stuck as unwilling partners in this for the long term. They've got to work together. Entergy is going to have to continue to pay taxes on that property, and the town is going to have to continue to find a way to put its budget together. Quite simply, that, I mean, they've got to make it work.
What are people around town saying about this current deal?
I haven't heard much. I do think there's a sense of an inevitability with this. And, you know, I think Vernon's trying to make the best of a very bad situation. There's already been a large-scale layoff last week at Yankee. The numbers will continue to decline next year. And there's no question that Vernon is the hardest hit by this. There's going to be homes up for sale. There's going to be less tax revenue coming in. And so they've got to figure out a way to make it work. You know, the folks who've been in Vernon for a long time in terms of their families have been there for generations. I often hear the phrase, you know, we were here long before Yankee and we'll be here long after.
Mike Fair is a reporter for the Brattleboro Reformer. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks.